Today's share in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Samach Tes Amud Beis. We're in the fourth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and B'ezus Hashem are going to be finishing up Simin Tuf Dalid and beginning Simin Tuf Hey. We left off yesterday doing all of the Mechabers in Simin Tuf Dalid Sif Aleph. It's only one Sif, and we're up to the Ramah on the second line. And the Ramah says, Hagah, V'imhu Sofek Imhu Lamala Miyasar Olo. We're talking here about a person who's traveling on water. He's in a boat, and it's unclear whether he's within 10 Tfachim of the ground or not. We pointed out yesterday that if you're within 10 Tfachim of the ground, so that becomes your focal point as soon as you go out there, once Bein HaShmoshos has started, once you've reached that point, or any time on Shabbos, now that's your focal point, and your 2,000 Amos starts from that point in time. So the Ramah is adding and qualifying over here, if we're not sure, did you or did you not go to an area that's more than 10 Tfachim above the ground? If you're more than 10 Tfachim above the ground, you still don't have a Trum, and wherever you go, 10 Tfachim or less to the ground, that will be your Mokum Shvisa. But maybe you went to a point that was less than 10 Tfachim from above the ground, and therefore you now have already been Koni Yashvisa. This is a Suffolk situation. So the Ramah Paskins, based upon the Magid Mishnah, Azlinan Lakula, that here you have the right to go Lakula and say that you did not reach within 10 Tfachim of the ground at any point in time, and therefore you were never Koni Mokum Shvisa until now when you Vade come to an area within 10 Tfachim of the ground. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Yud Gimel. This is talking about Koi, a shear Yud Beis Mil, the Yamim Nahoros. This is talking about the shear of 12 mil that you have if you're over water or rivers for the Trum, or if you're on ground, Vadin, the Inyan Shear, Dalpayim, the Abosh, or the 2,000 Amos of the ground. Both of these are Dinum, the Rabbanon, and therefore there is ability to go over here, Sofik, the Rabbanon, Lekula. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot Yudalit, the Talinan, the Mishinichnas HaShabbos, we can rely therefore upon the fact that when Shabbos started, Achshigi Lanobo, until you reached the port, you were always Lamalo, Hayu Lamala Miyasor. We can presume that. Mishum de Sveika, de Rabbanon, Lekula, because this is a Sofik, de Rabbanon, in any of these cases that we just described, and you have the right to go Sofi the Rabbanon Lekula. The Sharet Zion, the Chofetz Chaim, brings down in Os Yud that over here, this is true even though it's a Svek Sveika. And normally we say Svek Sveika, double Sofik. We'll see in a moment what that is. We go Lechumra, and therefore we should say that we can't say Sofik Kula over here. What is a Svek Sveika? Number one, Shem Hu Lamatim Yasara. Maybe he went below 10 Tvachim. And number two, Shem Yesh Trumim Lamalim Yasara. And even if you say he was never below 10 Tvachim, maybe the halach is that even above 10 Tvachim, that was a whole Sofik in and of itself. Maybe there is Trum above 10 Tvachim. So one might have thought that here that Svek Sveika, certainly by Svek Sveika Daraisa, we always go Lechumra. So one might have thought over here that Svek Sveika the Rabbanon, we have to go Lechumra. So he says, no, we can go Lekula. The issue, footnote number 15, brings down, therefore, from the Shah Melech, Rabbi Akiva Eger, Shalom Kedivri HaMishnah Lemelech, as opposed to the opinion of the Mishnah Melech, they hold that if a Svek Sveika, you go over here Lekula, as opposed to the Mishnah Melech that says, when you have a Svek Sveika on a Rabbanon, you have to go Lechumra. But they hold you go Lekula over here. The Ramah continues and he writes, Vim Kvar Yotso Alpai Mimokum Shepoga Lamat Miasara. Now, you know exactly where your 10 Tfachim within the ground that you were. That's where your Mokum Shvis is. And now you go beyond that. You go more than 2,000 Amos from that spot. Now you're outside your Trum. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Tesvav, Rotzalomar, Shepaga b'mokom echod lemata me'asar tfachim. We know for a fact that you were within 10 tfachim of the ground at one point, and therefore, v'konashom shvisa, that is your now focal point, v'nisraki shom yosim alpayim, and you went more than 2,000 amas from that point. D'min hadin ein l'rak arba amos. The halacha, as we've already learned, and we'll learn again, is that somebody who's taken outside their trum only is allowed to walk dalet amos. Kidin yotzeh chutz l'trum, like the regular din of anybody that left their trum. Da'afilu bonus, even by accident, ein l'rak arba amos. Unless you're doing it l'dvar mitzvah, as we'll see, unless you have reshus to go outside the Trum, even if you went accidentally outside the Trum, you're stuck, and you only have the Dalet Amos. We'll talk about this more in Simon Tov Hey. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah says over here, Afilu hachi im machmas ones nichnas besocha ir. Rabbi is going to be telling us, if for unforeseeable circumstances, through an ones, an accident over here, you entered into the city, that is Mukefes Mechitzos, that is surrounded by Mechitzos over here, which we will learn also this din in Simin Tov Hei. Nechshev lo kol ir ki arba amos. Then the Rabbah is going to tell us, we haven't read it yet inside the Ramah, Mishnah Berurah is prefacing what the Ramah is going to say over here in a moment, and he says, that city is now considered for you like Dalet Amos. So even though you only have Dalet Amos, you actually have the whole city. And this is Kedin, Hotsiu Akum. This is exactly the same halacha, like if Goyim forced you to leave your Trum, and this is halacha, as I just said, we're going to learn in Simon Tov Hei, that if the Goyim took you out of your Trum and put you into a city, you have that entire city. If you're within 2,000 amos, however, where you are, but it happens to end up the 2,000 amos in the middle of a city, then we don't give you the whole city. Then you stop over there. Then you only get the 2,000 amos, and you wouldn't be entitled to have the entire city in this situation where you came from outside the city and you're entering into the city and you still have some of your 2,000 amos left in the city. Then he adds, if this occurred, let's say Friday Yontif, and you're coming outside the Tchum on Friday, so you're more than 2,000 amos from where your Tchum was established on Friday, entering into Friday, Thursday, Ben HaShmashos. So your Tchum for Friday, you've used up, so to say, you're outside it. Now you're where you are, and now it's entering into Shabbos. He says, "Mikol mokum b'Shabbos sheli achrav." This Shabbos now that comes, mutar in this situation, leleches alpayim mimokum shomed. You now have a new shvisa over here. You don't go by the Friday yomtiv shvisa, but you go by the Shabbos shvisa that you have. And the Shaarat Zion and Ot Shugimu points out the same thing works if you have yomtiv on Sunday. So your shvisa on Shabbos is limited because of your being outside the tchum. But now, on Sunday, when you're entering into Sunday, Ben HaShmashos, over here, of Matzei Shabbos, so then you establish a new Shvisa. Because Shabbos v'yontif, Shnei Kedusha same. They're considered separate entities. It's not one Kedusha Achas, and therefore there's a separate Tchum for Shabbos, a separate Tchum for Yontif, and therefore wherever you are at the start of the Ben HaShmashos, of the second day, whether the second day was Friday going into Shabbos, or Shabbos going into Sunday, that establishes a new Mokum Shvisa. Aye, it's Hachana? No, it's not. Mishum Hachana ain't bo Isser. This isn't an Isser of Hachana, given the law of it. You didn't do anything. You're just standing there. You didn't do anything. So therefore, we don't say you changed your tchum. No, it's physically where you are. And therefore, this din applies that your tchum changes, even though it was shortened for the Friday yontif or shortened for the Shabbos going into a Sunday yontif. When you had the second day, either Shabbos or yontif, respectively, the tchum for you changes because your mokum shvisa is now established in your new place, not by the mokum shvisa that you had from the previous day, which was yontif or Shabbos. Now let's see this inside in the Ramah himself. He says, if a person over here has gone outside his tchum, he only has a dalet amos, mikol makom in tzarich lotzeis min hasvina. But if you're forced to go out, now you're on the boat, you're not allowed to go outside the boat, the boat's dalet amos for you, but you can't get off. Nevertheless, if you're forced to go off the boat, why? Mikoch kishamim shiordim alav, there's a storm there, the boat's going to sink. Oh, shechama zorachas alav, there's no shade over there, and it's boiling hot, and you're going to die of dehydration. So in all of these situations, you're allowed to leave the boat. Oh, shetzorach l'nekavim, you have to go to the bathroom. And the Mishnah Berurah will point out, and none of these things could be accomplished on the boat. You can't withstand the storm on the boat, you can't withstand the sun on the boat, and there is no place for you to go to the bathroom on the boat. In all of these situations, v'tzorach mikoach zeh likonis b'er, because of this accident, you're forced to go into the city, because of these circumstances. So then in this situation, the Ramah says, havalei kol ir ki arba amosav, then we view the city as being one big dalet amos, as long as it's mukaf mochitzos, the kibon the all, and he brings out from the Arzuru, the Mordechai, and the Goa Sashri, that once you went into the city under these extenuating circumstances, so we give you the entire city. He does point out the Ramah, that is, Ayin Lekam and Simen Tazvav, which Mishnah will explain what's going to be learned over there, and also as well, we learned previously, Ayin Le'el, Simen Reish Samach Vav, what the halachas are, Mishiroche, Baderech, Choshlo, Be'er, Shabbos, Ketz, Yasa, what you do if you're on the road, we already learned these halachos, where do you establish your tchum, where you are, in the city that you're going to, we learned that already. Ayin Shom back in Simen Reish Samach Vav. The Mishnah Berurah over here says, in Sivkot and Tezayin, if there was rain or some other accident that forced you to get off the boat, the kosher came, im dechafu, akam was so here. And certainly, if the guy picked you up and took you off the boat, they forced you off the boat. The heavy lay, kol ir kula, ka'arba amos. Then in these situations, we view the entire city as being dalet amos for you, and you can walk within the entire city. However, you certainly, you become welcome, lo yomar liyakum, you certainly aren't allowed to tell the guy, force me off the boat, she'ed chafu, also. That you can't do. If the guy does it on his own, Nebuch, he persecutes you and pushes you off the boat, so then you have the dalet amos of the city. But to ask the guy, please push me off the boat, take me off the boat, demand that I get off the boat, that you're not allowed to do. Sivkon Yudzayin, if you need to go to the bathroom, we said as well. So all of these things, the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot Yudzayin, v'kolzeh kishalom motzo mokom tzenua lufanos. That's because there's no place on the boat to go to the bathroom. If there's a bathroom on the boat or a private place that you go on the boat, so then you must go on the boat, you're not allowed to leave. Likewise, v'chein mokom lisosim echama. Likewise, there's shade on the boat. You go inside a cabin and you won't be bothered by the shade. It's a nice air-conditioned cabin. So in that situation, you're also not allowed to leave the boat because it's too sunny. Likewise, o gishomim atoch hir. In all of these situations as well, if there's gishomim, then you're not allowed to enter atoch hir into the city if you can protect yourself from the boat. Because di lav hachi also lo lichnos. Because if it wasn't for the fact that these are extenuating circumstances, you wouldn't be allowed to leave the boat, as we are going to learn the common b'simen tesvav. And that's exactly what we pointed out over here when the Ramah said v'ayin lekamen simen tesvav zeu shekosav Ramah v'ayin lekamen v'chuli. Those halachos will be discussed over there. With this, we conclude simen Tuf Dalit, and we begin Simin Tuf Hey, which deals with the dinim of Hayotze Chutz Latchum. If somebody is going outside his tchum, what are the laws that are applicable to him in terms of traveling any further? So the Mechaber starts Sif Aleph. Mishiyotze Chutz Latchum. Afilu Am Achas. If somebody leaves his tchum, even going one Amma beyond his tchum. Now, we point out that we've already discussed, sometimes we're not 100% sure where the end of the tchum is. Here we're talking about where we know definitively where the end of the tchum is. We've given you all the extra allotment of space or distance that you're allowed to go. And here, you are now one amma beyond that. So you're definitely outside the tchum. So the Mechaber tells us, lo yikones lios kivnei ha'ir. You're not considered, since you're outside the tchum, in this new area, which is within the city, and you get the entire dalet amos of the city. No, you went out without permission. Even though it may have been an accident, as we'll see, you're not given the entire Dalet Amos of that city as being considered Dalet Amos. All you have is literally Dalet Amos. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat and Aleph. Also, Lomar the Mechaber is telling us over here, the Lo Tema, don't think the Ama Achas Lo Choshev Yitzia. It's only an Ama, it's not so big. And therefore, he could be like the people in the city, because he only was an Ama long. He was an Ama beyond, that's not that much. No, the din is absolute over here. We consider you that you went outside your Tchum, and you don't get anything other than physically Dalet Amos. In the Sharet Zion Nosalef, he says, this is the Loshon of the Tur. And he brings down the parish of the Tur, Kipshuto, the Lo Yikones Lios Kibneir. We don't consider you like a person in that city. However, I will bishir hashlomas arba amos mimakum shehu mutuli konis. But you are allowed to walk dalet amos. You do have physically dalet amos, and this is the opinion of the Zerachia Halevi, the Razor, the Bamar, the Eishlo arba amos of Chotzad. That you have four amos in every direction. However, the Mechaber is going to be Messiahim over here. The Arba Amos Dafik Letzachutz is only going in one direction over here. And this is a Machlokas we had previously. It's a Machlokas of the Mechaber and the Ramah over here, as we will see in a moment. So the Mechaber's opinion basically is that you are limited to going Dalet Amos in the one direction. And where does that start? The Mechaber tells us, Me'amidas Raglov Vilachutz, from where you are and going further, because you've established that you want to go in that direction by going this one Amma outside the Tchum, so you only get another four Amos in that one direction that you're already traveling. And again, I pointed out before, but you can see it also in Dirshu footnote number one, they were talking about that you definitely are outside any leniency over here of where your Tchum is. There's a 15 Amma give and take a little bit that you have outside the Alpayim Amma in some situations, because you can assume that they measured incorrectly. They may have been a little bit short, where they pointed it's the end of 2,000 Amas, Ayin and Dirshu, footnote number one. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Beis, and he says, you go from your Dalet Amos. Now we get into this Machlokes, the Mechaber and the Ramah that we've had previously, and we have it here again. So he says, Me'amidas Raglo V'lachutz, the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkat and Beis, Avul it's not Pnim Klal Lo. But you can't go backwards. You can't go back within your Tchum. Because the after Bevadei L'Kuliyama Yochol L'Varer Ha'arba Amos Shalo L'Chol Tzad Shiyirtzi, even in the normal circumstances, according to this Machmir opinion that says you only can go Dalet Amos in one direction from where you are, but you have the choice to go north, south, east, or west. So this is different over here. Here we don't say you could go backwards and now you're back within your tchum. Shiny hacha, kiven shehiskel alecha salei v'zid. The Mechaber is telling us, since you went in this direction outside your tchum, let's say you went due east, and you went 2,001 amas due east from your focal point, so you've demonstrated that you want to go another four amos due east. And you can't say, well, I want to now go back west and be back within my tchum. So nira, it appears, kiborir ha'arba amos mimenu ulahola. It's appearing to us that you're going only further away from your focal point to 2,005 amos away from your focal point, and you don't have a choice to go in a different direction. This is the opinion of the Mechaber. The name of Mechaber, also l'taimei. This is exactly the Mechaber l'shitaso that we learned previously, b'simen shin sadivav, the ein lo rak arba amos in one direction. You only have dalet amos in one direction. However, but the Ramah over there said, "Bishem Yesh Omrim." It brought down the opinion of the Yesh Omrim, the Yesh Lo Arba Amos L'Chol Tzad, that you go in any direction that you want. And we paskin, in fact, the Achronim said, like the Ramah, that you can go in any direction that you want. So then we have a huge cool over here, not like the Mechaber. You can go your 2,001 Amos away from your focal point. Well, I want to go backwards, and now I'm taking my four Amos, I'm only 19,997 amos away from my focal point, I'm within my tchum, and now I can go back any place I want within the tchum. Dainu yotza ama achas. So therefore, if you go out only one ama, yuchol lachzor l'solcha tchum b'shir shalosh amos. I could go back in my tchum within three amos. And therefore, v'da, the b'chozeim yotza b'meizid, if you went out intentionally, these halachos apply that we don't give you anything. Avalim yotza ba'ones, if you went out accidentally, you were busy, involved in something, and you didn't realize that you went outside. So therefore, im yotza bi'ones, if you went out accidentally, o machanos tirdoso, or you were so involved in something that you lost track of where you are, shachach v'yotza, and you forgot, and you went outside your tchum, so then in this situation, iskimu achronim, techo shalo yotza min atchum arba amos, mutar lo lachzor v'lichlos l'socha ir, since you haven't gone more than 4 amos away from your tchum, you can go back inside your city if you want in that direction, and debichron zeh, in this situation, amrinan, dekim sheish lo rishus lachzor l'soch tchumo, here, as opposed to b'meizit, with Bezit, we just pointed out, you don't have the right. You just can go backwards if you want, but you don't get the whole city again. You don't get the whole tchum again. But if you went out by accident or because you made a mistake, then choshuv kilu lo yotzu klal, since you're back within your tchum, it's as if you didn't leave your klal min ha-tchum, v'harehu kibnei ha-ir, and you're like you were originally at the start of the Shabbos. V'koshu kenim yotzu l'dvar mitzvah, and certainly if you went out for a dvar mitzvah, that would certainly be considered that you can go back if you're within your Dalet Amos, and therefore you're now within your Tchum, you certainly have the right to then move within that entire Tchum. The Mutal Lachzor Toch Tchumo Umisham Lo'ir, you certainly can go back throughout your Tchum, Kosh Lo Yotzim Mitoch HaTchum Arba Amos, as long as you haven't gone more than 4 Amos outside of your original Tchum. The issue footnote number 2, the Chazon Ish brings down a very, very strong question. He asks, what do you mean you're going to Dvar Mitzvah? If it's a type of mitzvah that you're allowed to go outside the Tchum for, you're a doctor and you're going to help somebody outside the Tchum, you're a soldier and you're helping your city fight, so then you're going out behetter. So then you have Dalet Amos? No, you have 2,000 Amos from wherever your focal point is now. So you went out and delivered a baby over there, so now you have 2,000 Amos from that point. We don't say you're a concert because you went out Rishus. So if you're going out Rishus Mitzvah, so then there is no knas. And if you went out for a mitzvah that you didn't have the right to go out for, you went to go shake lulav, for example, but you could have shook lulav where you are. So you went out with dvar mitzvah, but you had no right to go out with dvar mitzvah. So then even though it's the dvar mitzvah, you still only had dalet amos. So the Chazon Ish reconciles this all, and he suggests maybe, ulai, yesh lomar shemedubra biyotza bishogi. We're talking about somebody who went out by accident. He didn't have the right to go out, but he went out because he was torahed in the mitzvah. He wanted to shake the lulav in the most beautiful place. So but he kept on walking and walking and walking, and he suddenly realized he was outside the tchum, so he was torahed in the mitzvah. That's talking about the mitzvah over here that is not doche tchumim, but in this situation, maybe that would be considered over here. Certainly, if you went out for a mitzvah and you're within dalet amos, you can go back. But he's left with the tzarachi, and he's not sure that that's correct. Sif Beis, the Mechaber writes, Hoy sarag lo achas toch ha-tchum. Here we're talking about a person. He's literally on the border of his tchum. He has 1 foot within the tchum, and he has 1 foot outside the tchum. Rago achas toch ha-tchum, rago achas chutz l'tchum. So what's the halacha? The Mechaber paskins yikarnes. That's still considered as if he's within his tchum, and he can go back inside his tchum with the other foot that was outside the tchum. He can continue walking throughout his tchum, as he was allowed to previously. He's not considered to have gone out of his tchum. Mishbur explains in Sivkot and Gimel, the bosa rubo shadinim, we go after the majority of his body. The majority of his body is still inside the tchum. The issue footnote number 4 has a question over here. What happens if the majority of his body is outside the tchum? He actually goes through starting to count the bones, if your foot is this way or that way, if your body is leaning this way or that way. So one opinion says, lo plug, it doesn't make a difference. As long as part of you is still inside, so we say you're still inside. Another opinion says, no, that's not the case. We don't say lo plug over here. You have to look. Does the majority of his body go out? Then he's considered out. The majority of his body's in, he's considered in. In any event, here we're talking simply, only one part of his foot went out, rubo shodinam, we follow the robe, which is inside. The kivin de lo havi elo raglo achatz chututchum, and since only a small part of his body is outside, one leg, vadayin rubo b'toch ha-tchum, and the majority of his body is in the tchum, hil kachi kanis. Therefore, he's allowed to go back inside the one part of his body, the leg that went out, is allowed to be brought back inside, and he's considered still within his tchum, and can walk any place he wants within his tchum. Ulfi ma shekasanu le'el, the eish l'shir arba amos chututchum, and according to the opinion, it says, you have dalet amos chutz l'tchum. If you went out by accident, then you're considered able to go back inside as long as you're not more than 4 amos away. So that applies here as well. Gam b'zeh yadin im yotza yidei onus. If you were forced to go outside for whatever the reason, v'rag l'achas hu adayim b'soch arba amos l'tchum, and as long as one of your legs is within the dalet amos of the 4 amos that you went outside the tchum, in this situation, brings down from the El Yaraba and other achronim, it's also choshev kilu adayim lo yotza. It's considered over here as if you didn't go outside the tchum as well, and therefore, when you can bring your leg back inside to the dalet amos, that dalet amos allows you then to go back within inside your tchum, and therefore you are considered still within your original tchum, Shabbos or Yontif, and can walk throughout that tchum. With this, we conclude today's shir.